it was on, you just had to talk.
Oh, no, it's
good morning, everyone. Speaking on behalf of Geshe Lobsang Tsepel of Land of Compassion Buddha, Thubten Rinpoche of Land of Flourishing Virtue, and all of their students, from the bottom of our hearts, we welcome you, Your Holiness the Dalai Lama, each member of the Venerable Sangha, each member of the Tibetan government that is present, and each of you, through your decision to attend the teachings of the Path of Liberation, you have given us the great joy of hosting them. His Holiness has requested that, to begin the teachings, the Chinese students chant the Heart Sutra this morning. Tomorrow morning, we request that the Vietnamese students chant the Heart Sutra. After the teachings conclude this morning, we will give you some general information about the... Now, please, if the Chinese students will start. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
That was great.
That was perfect.
Yeah, chill out. 사모나리아 첨지수의 잠도
my greetings to all of you.
Yeah. 다 에 드네 아스데 에 천지 샤제 다 토마한테 전화 통감 샤제레 이나데 람주디 님돌이야 제가 바르크에서도 사인고 하람 차창고 요수정설에 저들이 이미 이제 에 람주다 에니 통담아 마다 통부터 붙여 마 잡에 섭시다 정말로 삼천수
From today we begin the sessions of the teachings, and originally the teaching that was requested was prayers for the flourishing of all virtues at the beginning, middle, and the end, Togdama. And since the text for the three principal aspects of the path is printed in the booklet, I think it would be helpful to try to combine the two. So my teachings will be based mainly on the three principal aspects of the path, and then I will bring from the Togdama the relevant sections and incorporate it within that commentary.
엔드네 아다 간달하자마시도가 제자가 주주 종로 시구대 있는 간달하자매 집 비슷하네 주주 무슨 샤시
and also in the program text there is the text of Galden Hajama the Guru Yoga of 100 deities of Ganden so if there is time then it would be also helpful to have a brief commentary on that text at the end but that will depend entirely on the time
And, 추진다 르리아, 고대망의, 샤바도스체, 야, 디슈데, 추진식 체가스럽든지, 야, 조치링 지시하나? 다다치무라.
So, for each session, the format will be, I will begin with my teachings and the commentaries, and then at the end, perhaps for about half an hour or so, we will have a brief session of question and answers. So this will be the format. So before the teaching today, we will begin with the preliminary recitations, and beginning with the recitations of the three daily activities, which consists of paying homage to the Buddha and so on. And then this will be followed by a recitation of the Heart Sutra in Tibetan, followed by a recitation of the salutation verses from Maitreya's Abhisamaya Alamkara, Ornament of Clear Realizations, and also the salutation verses from Nagarjuna's Mulakarika, Fundamentals of the Middle Way. And after that, I feel that it would be nice if our Chinese Buddhist colleagues would lead a chanting of the Heart Sutra in the Chinese version, followed by the recitation of that one beautiful verse of prayer. And then tomorrow, the Vietnamese Buddhist colleagues will be requested to the chanting of Heart Sutra in Vietnamese.
Oh yeah. Kinjasubas, da tambaliya chaatsawa. Andi ne, dondamas zane, dibujiyamish zage, di, anda, 그래도 대시 등급 소중 인별에 산재 등급 소중 지금 어디 뒤 지금 이 전에 대구 지역에서 해야 되다 이는 까마로를 못 사야 되기. 다 디니 부디기 가다 지 사티기 주지 땡으로 와. 아, 파트 도드바스. 엔 주도. 어, 뭐 사티 디마레.
The recitations of the daily activities consist of paying homage to the Buddha and then followed by a recitation of the sutras, principally two verses, and these being the verse which states that, which presents the essence of the Buddha's teachings, such as commit no evil deeds, engage in deeds positive, and then transform and discipline your mind. That is the essence of the Buddha's teaching, that is the essence of Dharma. And then this is followed by another verse which reflects, contemplates on the transient nature of existence. And then the third element of the three principal activities is, three daily activities, is the dedication of the merits.
东方你的声音没忘马也忘马大我这妈没忘这妈当家我这妈没忘高王没忘我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里我这里
Can you chant the Chinese version of the Heart Sutra now?
Sutra del corazón en chino.
是上周是无等等中能除一切苦，真是虚
ᱡᱟᱦᱟᱸ ᱫᱚ ᱡᱟᱜᱮ ᱛᱟᱞᱤᱭᱟ ᱪᱷᱩᱨᱤᱱ ᱵᱩᱫᱟ ᱤᱱᱟᱹ ᱫᱚ ᱪᱩᱥᱮ ᱵᱮᱱᱟᱢ ᱫᱤ ᱥᱚᱝᱡᱮ ᱛᱩ ᱪᱷᱩᱜᱤ ᱮᱱᱫᱟ ᱟ ᱛᱟᱫᱮ ᱫᱮ ᱚᱱᱛᱚᱵᱟ ᱜᱟᱫᱤᱱ ᱡᱮ ᱧᱟᱢᱤ ᱥᱟᱡᱟ ᱥᱮᱝᱜᱮ ᱟᱫᱤ ᱢᱟᱦᱟᱡᱚ ᱠᱤᱴᱩ ᱟ ᱯᱟᱵᱟᱥᱮ ᱮᱱᱮ ᱡᱮᱢᱤᱥᱮ ᱟ ᱛᱮᱱᱮ ᱵᱮᱱᱟᱢᱤᱥᱮ ᱛᱟ ᱡᱚᱨ ᱫᱤ Tisungche, and then a page, Japanese also has a year or so, and Thailand, the one page of the cover. Che, oh, my other deity, Pamine, that the Bajun then they just done a chatty, are they? That the name is in that the day under Nanchu, my Chendishiagi, the Chendishi, Digital deity, Pamine, and I'm waiting to see him. And Tarada, in America. Da yuvaşı oraya da kağıdları de sosu pamini yana çık Judaism yana çık da Christianity yana yeni çık da Muslim dinde yöntemde yana kavri en kağıdları diye yani de kağıdı pamini çücü de mali de yine gece sosu müne da nambeçer ya tanarı çık da dosu kağıdı peberi en de kenazan eşyali ya kandaşı sosu pamini de çöyde ba chigyu zimba yina tego pabhyo da yagare yang kami cik itu culu jejen tu zane yang kangen dia caya ko yang sih kade, jadi ni mungkin tu jion ni susu panai kecil di, nyamshin naya di kaya cik kade, yang aje kerja susu kamdam bebe kabral le, yang aje susu panai kecil di tetam ki, bagi semula cik subur kita, cik semula ya, pak juat ya ro mengedit ni kita, nizu cahaya kabral ni, yang susu ni rawari, jadi ni mungkin zah.
I would like to express my appreciation to the members of the Chinese community for your chanting of the Heart Sutra and the verse. And among the members of the audience here, the principal members of the audience who have gathered here for this series of Buddhist teachings are the Tibetans and the Chinese Buddhists. And Vietnamese, and also I can see some Japanese around, and maybe there are some members of the Thai Buddhist communities and so on. All of us have traditionally been followers of the Buddha, the disciples of the Buddha, traditionally this has been our faith, and also we have been students of the Buddha. And in the members of the audience, of course there are Americans whose cultural and religious background may not have been Buddhist, may have been either Judaism or Christianity or Islam and so on. To you, I would like to make the following point, that I personally feel that generally it is better for people to remain within your own traditional and cultural values, and also including one's traditional faith. One's own traditional faith that has been historically part of your own cultural background is much more suited and also better for your own temperament. Of course, you have come here out of interest for the Buddhist teachings, and of course, among you, there might be some who, due to your own personal specificity, such as your inclination, your own mental dispositions, and so on, which makes you feel that your own traditional religion has no longer any effect on your own spiritual life and growth. Therefore, you feel perhaps more inclined towards the teachings of the Buddha. Under such circumstances, of course, it is your individual choice and right to pursue that spiritual path and follow your inclination.
And Turn, Yonzo, Nimachilla, Tushila, Lalinke, Marite, Yene, Susu, Nurodine, and Lalinze, Mataimbe,
We are engaged here in this series of lectures on the teachings of the Dharma. And when we speak about Dharma, Dharma is like a medicine. And medicine is something that is not to be just sort of laid out in beautiful kind of formation in the cupboard or whatever. Or medicine is not something, a matter of knowledge, accumulation of knowledge. Medicine is something that is meant for a specific purpose, which is to cure, to heal. And that healing and cure can only take place if you use the medicine, which is to eat it. And this, it is in this way the medicine will serve the purpose. Similarly, when we speak about Buddha Dharma, the teachings of the Buddha, we are talking about a kind of a medicine. The Buddha's teaching, the Buddha Dharma, is a medicine against the poisons of the three mind, such as attachment, hostility, and ignorance. And so Dharma medicine is not something to be just laid out beautifully in some kind of formation, like a kind of a decoration, nor is the Dharma medicine to be treated as a mere object of knowledge, something to be accumulated, something that is like a kind of a matter of gathering information. The main purpose of the Dharma medicine is to use it against the healing of our mind by overcoming the poisons of attachment, hostility, and ignorance. Therefore, the Dharma medicine must be utilized, which is through practice. And in the sutra, it has been stated that one's learning of the Dharma must always be followed by implementation of it through practice. Similarly, Lama Tsongkhapa has stated that after learning and gaining the knowledge, the purpose of which is to do it, and when you implement, when you actually do it, then although whatever you have gained as a result of your learning, the knowledge, you may not be able to implement the entire path within a single moment or a single day, but what is critical is for the individual practitioner to implement the Dharma teachings, the Dharma knowledge that you have acquired in accordance with your ability, your capacity, and the particular stage where you are. And this is the critical point. The point is to implement it and to practice it.
Oh yeah. And then, nobody needs that. She did it la. And the daily and the shyali ya. And need it that. 가서 그게 천재만 쉬어야 돼. 최종가 연바의 말이. 누워도가 연바의 매. 민소가 연바의 매. 그다 칠순이식 통하는 편바지 중네. 다 편바지 중나 삼네. 아 도세니 더 최세기 아래.
And often I make the point when I give Dharma teachings. Similarly, I would like to repeat the same point here. I have not come here to sell the Dharma, nor have I come here to gather offerings from the disciples, from the students, nor am I have I come here to out of a motivation to increase my fame or reputation. My motivation to give this series of teachings is to be to make some contribution of benefit to you through sort of explaining the essence of the Buddha's teachings through words, through my explanation.
That
In my own personal case, it has been now over 50 years since I've really taken serious interest and made serious attempts to undertake the practice of Dharma. From the age of 15, 16 onwards, when I first developed a deeply felt admiration and commitment to the Dharma practice from within. And over these long periods of time, I've engaged in the practices. Of course, I cannot claim to have total knowledge of the Dharma. Of course, there are much more aspects of the Buddha Dharma that I don't know, as opposed to that I actually know. Similarly, in the realm of experience and realization, apart from a pure refuge in the Buddha Dharma and Sangha, and also some kind of strong imprint on the practices of the profound and expansive, vast aspects of the Buddha's path, I cannot claim again to have any serious or high levels of realization, and that is my own personal case.
Oh yeah.
I presume that many of you who are here in this audience have are familiar with some of my thoughts and also my teachings. So in this series of teachings, I will not spend much time on trying to present a general overview of the Buddha Dharma, but rather I will stay close to the text of the teachings and then make comments, relevant comments in this appropriate context.
So the usher the two shoes to dash down, and I'll pass up.